This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'd like to welcome you to our outdoor Jumu'ah. This is an experiment again, an indication that we're doing our best at the IIT to accommodate our community needs. We are, of course, limited due to provincial and city regulations in terms of the amount of people we can have indoors. So we've made a decision to try, as long as the weather permits, to have Jumu'ah outdoors. Of course, we will be monitoring the weather on a weekly basis. And if it requires us to go inside, we'll make those decisions at that time. So I would encourage you to keep checking our website. There is no registration for Jumu'ah, for outdoor Jumu'ah. But I want to ask each and every one of you to please ensure that you follow all of the public health guidelines. Being outdoors do not mean that we don't need to wear a mask. You need to wear a mask. And the mask need to cover both your mouth and your nose. You also need to ensure that you're standing 6 feet apart from the individual next to you, and that you minimize any socialization with individuals outside of your immediate family. I also want to let you know that there is some geese droppings on the field. So if you are able to avoid that, please make sure you look at where you're laying your mat. And if you're able to avoid those geese droppings, please do so as well. A couple of critical announcements. We are also contemplating the reopening of the IIT Academy, of course, COVID permitting. So those parents who traditionally would have their kids in the IIT Academy, I'd encourage you to register. And those of you who are interested in having your children come to the IIT, you can also send us an email, complete the requisite registration form, pay the fees, and we'll get back to you. As I mentioned, we're still contemplating how and when we open, and we've set up a committee to look at the options of reopening, and once that decision is made, we will communicate it. But in the meantime, I'd encourage you, if you have an interest, not to lose a spot, please make sure you indicate that interest by completing the application form. I mentioned at the onset that we also need your donations. And we need your donations desperately to try and ensure that we can continue to provide the services that we are providing at the IIT. And as you can see, every single week, every single month, we're doing whatever we can to try and enhance our program offerings at the IIT. To do that, we need your continuous support. There are boxes on your way out. If you haven't donated already, I'd encourage you to please make a donation, whatever it is. And this habit of bringing a donation to any Islamic center that you frequent on a Friday is a concept that I think we should all practice. Whether it's a toonie or a loonie or a five or a ten or $100, give something to your local masjid, give something to your local Islamic center, because these centers are struggling to provide the services that we are accustomed to. I also want finally to encourage you to check our website, islam.ca. And while you're there, register to receive our newsletter. That way you will not be deprived of any information coming from the IIT, and all the updates and stuff like that, you will be receiving it through the newsletter. So once again, brothers and sisters, please, and brother, when you're coming in, your mask has to be above your mouth and your nose. Brother, can you please make sure that your masks are on your mouth and your nose? And that after this salah, you please make your way to your car and minimize any socializing. This is not my rule. This is a rule from the public health officials. Also, I understand that our volunteers are also have been given a difficult time by certain people because of the enforcement of the rules. These are not our rules, brothers and sisters. We're trying to make sure that we stay open and that we keep ourselves and the community healthy. So please, Jazakumullah Khair, if you can cooperate, we can kill this pandemic, inshallah, or at least curb it and contain it, and also ensure that facilities like this remain open. I notice that we have with us Sheikh Ahmad, who normally wouldn't be here, but because it's open, he is here, inshallah. So let's make sure that we continue to encourage him and others to come out, because we are in open air where the virus is perhaps a little less susceptible. So jazakumullah khair, do your part. When your time comes to get a vaccine, get it. And our khatib today is Sheikh Musleh Khan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه وما استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, let me begin by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His protection and His mercy and His forgiveness upon each and every one of us here today. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us of our shortcomings and our mistakes. Allahumma ameen. On this blessed day of this blessed hour and this moment of Yawm al-Jum'ah, we pray that Allah Azza wa Jal keeps us close to Him. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our health and strength. And may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve and protect the message of the Quran and Sunnah in our hearts and in our lives always and forever. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuhal ahbab, every one of us needs to be reminded that sometimes you take a break of all the chaos and all of the crazy things that happen in the world. Take a break and remind yourself. There is one true gift, and it is the greatest gift that any human being can ever have in this world and in the hereafter. And that gift is the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The relationship that you work for and you strive for and you do your best to preserve, it's the greatest gift that you can hold on to is your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Every one of us, we strive every day and we try our best to find the sense of happiness, stability, contentment. These are the things we all want. When we have kids, we want the same thing for them. We want them to get married and move on and do the same things. Keep that sense of stability. But often what happens, when the waters are calm, it's very easy for a human being to become distracted. And when you become distracted, you start to lose gratitude and appreciation. And so that stability slowly is taken away. And it is taken away in a manner pleasing to Allah for as long as Allah wants. So one day you find yourself, you're happy, you're strong, you're healthy. Then the next day you're sick and you're on a hospital bed. And the only thing that is important to you is not how much people come and visit you. You just want to be out of that hospital bed. You just want to feel better again. You just want to be able to do the same things again and again. Go back to some sense of peace and stability. And so the question is that I want to share with you today. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send these difficulties to us? Why does this happen? You know, this morning on the news, Ontario reports 226 cases of COVID-19. And if you're like me and you're watching the case count every day, then you already know it's slowly climbing once again. And just a few days ago, I'm having a conversation with somebody and like, why is this happening? You know, if we believe in Allah and we do all of these things, why does He keep sending so much hardship? Allah doesn't want to see us happy anymore? Doesn't want to see stability? This is what the brother's asking me. And I thought to myself how important it is for you and I to be reminded. Sometimes what you and I think is difficult and hard is probably the greatest comfort and ease you and I could ask for. That person who's on that hospital bed might be thinking, on the one hand, I wish I could just get out of here. But then on the other hand, what we often lose sight of is that those are the moments where that brother or that person on that hospital bed is the closest to Allah. They're making more dua to Allah than they ever have their whole life. And that's when they realize, when I was physically weak, it was actually the strongest moments of my entire life, subhanAllah. And this is the case of all prophets and all messengers and all pious men and women. That when you see them and you read their stories and you experience this for yourselves, when you think you're at your weakest, when you look at this pandemic, when you look at global crisis in all of its forms and you think to yourself, why? But then you're praying more sunnah raka'ats. You're raising your hands more now than you ever did your entire life. You're closest to your prayers now than ever before. Your relationship with Allah is closest and strongest now than it ever was. That's when you realize, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, I am here and I'm able to wake up every day with this real sense of contentment, happiness and peace. This is the tranquility that I have been longing for. And so, brothers and sisters, I pause here for the first part of the khutbah and allow yourselves a moment to really reflect on and think about what is the thing that is most important to you and how do you achieve it? And then in the midst of all that happens around us, what is your relationship with your Creator at this very moment? And if it's closer and stronger than you've ever experienced, Alhamdulillah. But if it isn't, Alhamdulillah, this is an opportunity for you to work and strengthen that bond. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, keep us close to you. Ya Rabbi, we ask you on this blessed day of this blessed hour, that despite whatever the circumstances we're going through, whether it be at a global level, a community level, an individual level, it doesn't matter. Ya Rabb, preserve and protect this closeness between us, your slaves, and you. For that is the greatest gift that we can ever want and ask for. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن ولا أما بعد. And in conclusion, my brothers and sisters, we are outside, ولله الحمد. There are many things that we would probably wish for that could be a little different, but considering the circumstance, Alhamdulillah. And so finally, I conclude by asking all of us and reminding us to be a people of Alhamdulillah, that as you leave here today and you continue to confront the struggles and the difficulties, be a people of Alhamdulillah. And with that attitude, we will start to and continue to discover the wisdom and blessings behind why these things happen to us, why we live in the world in the state that it is in, and we will find some sense of understanding and appreciation and contentment. These are the words that I leave you with, Ayyuhal Ahbab. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always and forever keeps us close to Him. Allahumma ameen. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. كما أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.